WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Saxophonist Lucky Thompson was in the thick of jazz for 30 years, playing with Armstrong and Basie and Monk and Stan Kenton, and making records of his own in the U.S. and all over Europe. He dropped off the scene in the 1970s and never returned, passing away in 2005. Some rare, live Lucky Thompson is now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that's good luck for us.
Lucky Thompson's Octet with Richard Davis on bass at New York's Little Theater in 1964. Thompson was a real saxophonist, not a household name in jazz maybe, but I know some tenor players who scarf up every note they can find. I expect they'll be elated by the new set Lucky Thompson, New York City, 1964-65 on two CDs from the indie label Uptown. Thompson loved mid-size ensembles that maneuver like a small group and hint at the hurly-burly of a big band. His octet sounds a little like Sun Ra in the 1950s. Lively as the writing is, the real attraction on these rediscovered live dates is Lucky Thompson's saxophone. Like his early idol Don Byas, he could play in and with different dialects, modulating his voice like a stage actor. You can spot some swing-era swagger, Stan Getz's pleading tone, and a little restless Coltrane, but Thompson used all that inspiration to sound more like himself, to expand the expressive qualities he had already. I think that's why saxophonists love him. He shows how to fold influences into a well-rounded style of your own. This is 'Twas Yesterday. The other half of the new Lucky Thompson set is a 1965 nightclub broadcast with a quartet giving him even more room to run. He was one of the first modernists to pick up the unfashionable soprano sax in the late 1950s, after Steve Lacy but before John Coltrane. Lucky's liquid tone falls between Lacy's watery purity and Coltrane's vinegar bite. Lucky Thompson hated the music business, hated how promoters and critics and publicists tried to categorize musicians as hot or cool, swing or bebop. He was above all that. "I fought all my life and said, you'll never stereotype me," he told an interviewer after he gave up performing. His cool charts and hot playing, his hard or soft tone on two saxophones, all made Lucky Thompson too slippery to pin down. That was a good artistic choice and maybe a bad career move.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Lucky Thompson, New York City, 1964 to 65, on the Uptown label.